Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Mem Zayin. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Eva Ruder, Bela Bas Uri. All the Nishamas we learned for should have an Aliyah. In yesterday's shir, we learned that Rav Chisda does not hold from the principle of Hoel, and in addition, as part of that discussion, he learned out that in fact, Tzarchei Shabbos on Midaraisa allowed to be done on Yontif. You can take care of the needs of Shabbos, you can cook on Yontif for Shabbos on a Daraisa level, but on the Rabbanu level, they made Gzeira. But we saw that you're allowed to go and cook on Yontif for Shabbos. And now we're going to question that. We begin halfway down the Omid already, Mem Zayin Omid Aleph, right plop in the middle of the Daf, with the words, Mosiv Rav Mori. Rav Mori asked the following Shaila. Shtei Halechem. On Shavuos, we have a special carbon. The only time we have a carbon tzibur, that it's a carbon shlomin. This is known as the Kisvei Atzeres, or the Kivsei Atzeres. And they are brought to Kvasim on Shavuos with Shtei Halechem, with two breads. Now, these two breads that we're going to be focusing on right now. So Rav Mori asks the following Shaila from the Mishnah in Menachos. And it says, Shtei Halechem, those two special breads that are brought on Shavuos, just like we had the lechem upon him yesterday, that sometimes they've eaten on 9 days, 10 days, and 11 days, because of the idea that we brought down, that you can't bake the lechem upon him on either Shabbos, or on Yontif, or on Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah. So too, the Shtei HaLechem can't be baked on Shavuos. So therefore, the Shtei HaLechem, they're always eaten either on the second day after they're baked, or on the third day after they're baked. No more, no less. What is that? That we say, okay, it said, how is that? So, whenever Shavuos is, Nefos Erev Yontif, so they're always baked on Erev Yontif, and therefore, Necholos Liom Tov Lishnaim, and they're eaten on Shavuos, which is the second day after they're baked. If, in fact, Chol Yom Tov Lios Leach HaShabbos, if Shavuos is on a Sunday, then you can't bake it Erev Yontif, which is Shabbos, so you bake it Erev Shabbos, which is Friday. So Friday is day one, Shabbos is day two, and then Shavuos, Sunday, is day three. Nechelos liyom tov lishlosha. Now, lefish ein adochel osa Shabbos losa Yontif. And the principle is the same like we said with the lechem upon him. The shtei lechem aren't allowed to be baked on either Shabbos or on Yontif. Now, here's the question that Rav Mori asks on Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, Tzarchei Shabbos are nasim yontif, so you technically are allowed to go and bake on yontif for Shabbos. It's only a shvus that you're not allowed to do so. Now, if this were true, the amis Tzarchei Shabbos nasim yontif, if what you're saying is correct, so then why would we need a pasuk? Hashta the Shabbos biyontif shari. If you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos on yontif, so then certainly on yontif you could prepare for yontif. The yontif biyontif mibaya. Would you have to ask that question? But you see, the Mishnah Menachos says you're not allowed to prepare on yontif for yontif the shtei alechem. You can't bake the shtei alechem on Shavuos morning, and then bring him with the kisei atzeres on Shavuos itself. So yontif doesn't even prepare for yontif. So how can you tell me that yontif can prepare for Shabbos? And therefore you're wrong. Rav Chisda says, no, this is a unique din, shiny hossam. There's a special reason why you can't go and make the yontif breads on yontif. Normally, you'd be allowed to go break the yontif breads on yontif for need on yontif, because you're allowed to bake on yontif. But that's for personal usage of baking. As the pasuk tells us that ochel nefesh is allowed for yourselves, demakro lochem, you're allowed to go, achashe yochel ochel nefesh, hulavada yasel lochem, ochel nefesh permitted for you to eat on yontif. Lochem, however, lo lugvo, you're not allowed to go and do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu baking. Now, technically, the shtei lechem were eaten by the Kohanim, but it is still considered that it's for Hashem. So, ligovoa, you're not allowed to go and cook or bake on yontif. And therefore, that's why, in this situation, you can't go and bake the shtei lechem on yontif. It's not allowed to bake them. But it doesn't preclude the idea that on yontif, you'd be allowed to be making the Tzarchei Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Chisda says, I have no problem. Okay, that's great, according to this idea that the Mishnah Menachos says you're not allowed to go and bake the Shtei HaLechem on Yontif. But, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in regards to the Lechem upon him, he said that you are allowed to go bake them on Yontif for Shabbos. It is Docha es Yontif. So then, Michael and Amar, so you would be allowed to go make the Lechem upon him on Yontif for Yontif. You would be allowed to make the Shtei HaLechem on Yontif for Yontif. So then, what are you going to say? How, in this situation, are you going to understand the pasuk where it says, by Ochel Nefesh, Hulavado Yesel Lechem? You're allowed to go and bake the Shtei HaLechem, so it can't be Lechem below Legavoa. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel, in the name of Rav Shimon HaMeskan, says you're allowed to. So how do you understand the word Lechem according to the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel in the name of Rav Shimon HaMeskan? So Gemara answers, this opinion must hold, they must hold like the Gemara in Beitza, where Abishol said as follows, where he says the word lochem is not only lochem velo legavoa, but he says that the word lochem is to come to teach us lochem velo lenochrim. You're allowed to go cook for yourself on Yontif. You can cook or bake for yourself, lochem, but you're not allowed to go and make for your non-Jewish neighbor. And that's a very interesting halacha. On Shabbos, for example, you can invite over a non-Jewish neighbor to eat at your house if it's needed to do so, because there's no concern that you'll go cook for him on Shabbos. But paradoxically, on Yom Tov, you can't invite him over, because if there's a need for more food, you're going to go cook for him more food, and you're not allowed to go cook lochem below the nochrim. That concludes the challenges that we had to Rav Chisda. Now we turn the tables, and Rav Chisda goes and asks Rabbah the following shaila. You, Rabbah, hold hohel in general, this concept that if you could say ho, something could happen, so therefore you're allowed to assume as if it halachically happened. So for example, hohel u'mikloi orchem, since if guests would come, you'd be allowed to do something, so therefore you'd be allowed to go cook on Yontif for Shabbos, because of the idea that if guests were to come, so therefore it could eat this food, that's the heter to do so. So this concept of hold that Rabbah holds from, Rav Chisda is now going to question this from the following famous Mishnah in Makkos. Now, Sholech Le Rav Chisda sent his question to Rabbah via Biyad Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. He sent it in the hands of Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna to ask the question. Rashi explains that he sent it, Hit Imo Teshuva Zu Le'omer Rabbah Mishmo. He explained to him clearly what he wanted Rav Acha by Rav Huna to ask, to make sure that he asked the question absolutely correctly. And he asked the following shaila. Me, Amrin and Hoel, do you, Rabbah, really hold from this principle of Hoel? But I'll show you from this Mishnah in Makkos, what's now, we learn there that if a person does the following actions, he can be over multiple Yisurim at once. We have this throughout the Gemara. Throughout Shas, we often have these cases to try to find out how many Averis you can be over, not because somebody actually did this necessarily, but to teach us certain principles and ideas. So here we have the same thing. There could be a person, Yesh Chorim Telemech, or there could be a person that could do Harisha, plowing, on Shabbos or Yontif, and be over with this one plowing that he did, telemechod, one row, v'chayavin olea mishum shmona lavin, could transgress eight lavin and get malchus eight times based upon the specific lavin that he's over. And what are these scenarios? What are we talking about? So, hachoresh bishor v'chamor. So, the person is plowing and he's doing this with two animals that are kilayim to each other. So, there's the actual act of the plowing, which is forbidden on Shabbos or Yontif, which we haven't yet mentioned, but we'll get to that eventually. So the shor and the chamor together, it's also to go and plow with the shor and the chamor together. So that's the isser of kilayim with these animals. They mukdashim, they're both kachim. So Rashi explains that they're two separate isurim. One is with the shor that could be brought on the mizbeach, and the other is the chamor, which is bedek habayis, and two separate lavin. That's the way Rashi understands it. Tosa has a slightly different understanding, and says that Rashi didn't have to trouble himself to say that it's not the isser of me'ila on the shor as well. The isser of me'ila could be on the shor as well. There's a separate isser to use it as kachim and a separate isser of mila. In any event, you have over here kilayim and the separate isser for the shor that's hektish, the separate isser for the chamor that's hektish. So that's three. The kilayim, the kerem, and he's plowing over here. He's putting dirt on top of the kilayim in the kerem. Not the kilayim of the animals, but the different vine and vegetables and wheat that are planted over here. So he's putting dirt on top of it. That's the isser of planting kilayim. So therefore, that's number four in the order that we have it. Rashi had a different girsa, so for Rashi, this is actually, he calls it number five, but it's fourth in our order. There's no difference in that respect, in the order that they're listed over here. We turn to the Amud Beis, so we have four on the Amud Aleph, and we have four on the Amud Beis. It's a Shemitah year, Shvius, and you're not allowed to plant during the Shemitah year. Tosfos point out, there is an opinion that says you are allowed to plow in the Shemitah year, so he says, if according to that opinion, it would be mechape, you're covering it up, and then you'd be chayv because of zoreya. So it's not plowing, it's because of zoreya in the Shemitah year. In any event, that's number five. Then you have, it's yontif, so that's number six, you're not allowed to plow on yontif. And then number seven or eight, it's, where are you plowing? You're plowing in a cemetery, and you're a Kohen, and you're a Nazir. So there's two separate Yisurim for both the Kohen and a Nazir to become Tomei by going into the cemetery. So abeis atuma. So when you're doing these actions as a Kohen and Nazir in the cemetery, you're over two separate lavin of a Kohen being asked to become Tomei and a Nazir being forbidden to become Tomei Tomas Meis. So this is a total of eight Yisurim. Now, Rav Chisda's question is as follows. According to you, Rabbah, you say the principle of Hoel. So why don't we say over here Hoel and only knock it down to seven? The Amrin and Hoel, if you're saying Hoel, since Acharisha lo lichayev, you shouldn't be chayev for the plowing itself. Why not? hol v'chazi l'kisui dam tzipor. This dirt that you're bringing up over here, the plowing, is needed for potentially covering up the dam of a bird. When you shach the bird, or a chaya, a person has to do kisui adam. So here, it's not unnecessary plowing. You're doing it hol, possibly, for the mitzvah of kisui adam. And therefore, that is, according to you, because of the principle of hol, not going to be an issur. So how would Rabbah answer? So I'm a Rapapa Bar Shmuel. Rapapa Bar Shmuel says that Rabbah would answer as follows. We're dealing here ba'avonim mikurzolos. Rashi's not gorgeous, the word mikurzolos, which means sharp, Tosus points out. Tosus himself says it means soft. In any event, you're dealing over here with plowing stones, and the stones can't be used for kisui adam. They're stones. You have to use dirt for kisui adam. Gemara says, why not chop them up? Ru'uyos l'kochan. If you go chop them up, so then you could use these stones for kisui adam, so then it still should be good. Shmuel says, "Uktisha b'yontif mishari," but you're not allowed to do ktisha on yontif. So therefore, how can you tell me that you're allowed to do this? Now, this is a very strange question, and Tosus explains this question because we could have asked the same question on the harisha. When we said you're not allowed to do the harisha, you shouldn't be chai because of hoel. So then, why don't we say the same thing? The ktisha, you're not allowed to do it, but because of hoel, you're allowed to do this. So Tosus in Libra Maskul Ktisha brings down that the Riva asks this question. He says, "My parecha." If you're telling me that hol is the heter, so then what difference does it make if it's harisha or if it's ketisha? Both of them should work the same way. Hachanami ketisha. So I don't understand the question. Furthermore, the Otem, he says, hechi parachocha, the leisi asei, the kisui, v'yidcha lav, the yontif. Ha'ein yontif nidcha mibnei asei. He says the whole question shouldn't get off the ground. This hol shouldn't work here because you're never allowed to transgress something in order to do a mitzvah. So you wouldn't be allowed to do an iser to go and do the mitzvah kisui adam. So this hole doesn't get off the ground. So therefore, he brings down from the Rashbam, Umefarish Rashbam, hole v'chozil kisui dam tzipor. You're dealing here specifically, it said dam tzipor, it didn't say dam chaya. And therefore, lo mishum dechaya, dekoma el mishum de'oz lo tzorech l'charisha el li'ofra u'potor. The distinction here is that you're not plowing here, you're just taking the dirt. And when you're taking the dirt, so that's a melacha she'inot tzrich l'gufa. You don't need this hole, because you're not making a big hole here. You're doing this just to get some of the dirt, and that's why it's allowed. You're not over any yisa, because melacha she'inot tzrich l'gufa. And that is allowed, at least on a daraisa level, and that's why by the harisha, there's no question, but by the Ketisha, there could be a question. So therefore, Ketisha beyond to Mishari, that's a valid question. So Gemara says, no, it's not. Re'uyos l'kochon kelachayad, because you could do this in a shinoi dika way, what we call kelachar yad, with the back of the hand, in the not normal way, and therefore, the Ketisha is no longer in Issa deraisa, and therefore, because of the hoel, it should be allowed, you shouldn't be over. So Gemara says, Taki, you're right, and it says, you know what we're dealing with? We're not dealing with the stones, we're dealing with tsunma. What is tsunma? Tsunma is a rocky terrain, and therefore you can't plow it to make dirt. It's rocks, and it's not like these rocks that are soft, the rocks that we talked about, mikurzolos, avonim mikurzolos, or they're just the soft rocks, that could be crushed and made into the dirt to do kisui adam, but this tsunma cannot. Gemara says, so then how could you be plowing there? Tsunma bar zriya? You can't plow there if it's tsunma. Gemara says, no, this tsunma lamala, the rocks on the top, but offer tichuach milamata, and you're really plowing, not the rocks, but you're plowing to get to the soft dirt below, the good earth below. Gemara says, and then the tabak lemi shum offer tichuach. So then the problem recurs again by saying that this is dirt. So Gemara says, no, you're right. El oma mar baravashi, we're not dealing with this tsunma with the offer tichuach underneath it. El, we're dealing with betina. We're dealing here with mud. And mud is not good for kisui adam, and that's why we don't say hoel v'chazi l'chisui adam tzipor. Gemara says, but then it's also not good for zriya. Betina bar zriya who? How could you plant over here? We said that you're over, according to Tosus, in the shvias for planting, or the harisha. It's not good mud for planting. So Gemara says, no, we are dealing with good mud for planting. B'mesunta. Rashi explains mesunta is eretz lecha, ruil zriya. It's moist ground that is good for planting. However, it's not going to be good for dirt. The eno nasis offer in balakoch, if you go chop this up and make it into dirt, it will stick together. Himadvekes v'nigvelis. It'll be like kneadable. And therefore, it is not good for kisui adam. So that's what we're dealing with here, and that's why there's no hoel v'chazi l'chisui dam tzipor, because it's not good for kisui dam tzipor, but you can do harisha or zuria in it, so it has all the negatives, and it doesn't have the hoel to make it allowed. So therefore, Rabbah is okay. Gemara asks again, Esra Abaya. Abaya asks Rabba another case of Hoel from the following. And this Brisa discusses Gid HaNoshe. Now, Gid HaNoshe, we know, of course, Sinisa Daraisa, to eat the Gid HaNoshe. There is a difference of opinion as to whether the Gid HaNoshe is considered basur or not. Is it considered an edible food or not? So this Brisa is going to hold like the opinion that says that the Gid HaNoshe is considered basur. And this Brisa says as follows. If a person is Hamavashal Gid HaNoshe b'chol b'yontif, if a person were to go and cook Gid HaNoshe with milk on yontif, so it's cooking meat that's considered halachically meat with milk, and you're doing this on yontif. So, and then you eat it, ochlo. How many malkus are you over? How many laven did you do? So the Braisa says, loke chomish, over 5 malkus. What are the 5 malkus? Number one, loke mishum avashal gib yontif. You're not allowed to cook the gid on yontif, because you're only allowed to cook on yontif something that is edible to be eaten. You can't cook on yontif something that's not allowed to be eaten. So you're over for cooking, number one, on yontif, the gid anosha. Number two, veloke mishum ochel gid. You're not allowed to eat the gid anosha, so that's number two. Then you're number three, v'loka mishum avashal basar b'cholot. We said that the gid is considered basar, and you did it with milk, so you're cooking milk and meat together, and therefore that's an issa deraisa. That's number three. V'loka mishum ochel basar b'cholot, separate from the issa of cooking basar b'cholot, there's a separate issa of eating it. It says, losav ashel gidi b'chalev imo, 3 times. One is for eating, one is for cooking, one is for hana. So the second one here is that you're eating it. So v'loka mishum avashal, number three, and number four, v'loka mishum ochel basar b'cholot. That's number four. And then the fifth one is Loki Mishum Avar. You lit the fire. And that's separate from the Isser of Mavashel. There's a separate Isser of Havara. Now, here's the question. If you apply Rabbah, the principle of Hoel, so then you could use this fire for some hetedika purposes. And therefore, V'yam is Hoel. Why don't we say Hoel? I could use this fire for heted purposes. I shouldn't be chayiv for it. A Havara loli chayiv. Hoel, the chazi lilit zarko. I could use this fire to go cook something that's permissible, to heat myself up, etc. So therefore, you should be only over 4 and not 5. But the price says you're over 5. Kash on you, Rabbah, the principle of hold doesn't seem to work. So how would Rabbah answer? How would Rabbah answer Abaye? So he answers his Talmud Abaye as follows. Amalei, apik havara, you make it a mistake. Remove havara from this brisa. That wasn't the fifth iser. Bayel gid hanasha shel nevela. We're dealing here that it was a gid hanasha from an animal that wasn't shechted. So there's a separate iser on eating the nevela gid hanasha. So you have eating of the gid hanasha, you have eating of basar b'cholov, and you have eating of the gid hanasha of nevela. That's the 3 of the 5 are eating. So Gemara says, that'd be great, except that the Braisa said that there are only 2 eating Yisurim here. So Abaye says, well, Tani Rebchia, when he learned this Braisa, he said, Lokin shtayim alechiloso v'shalosh al bishulo, that this Braisa has 5 Yisurim, 3 of which are dealing with cooking, and 2, and only 2 of which are dealing with eating. So the eating would be eating the Gid HaNoshe, and the eating would be eating basar b'cholov. If you're eating nevela, so he should have said that there are 3 eating isurim. The isef, what you're saying is right. Shalosh alechilasa miboyalei. So therefore, you're going against the Rav Chiya's understanding of this brisa. So Rabbah, you're wrong. Again, hoel doesn't apply. So Rabbah says, no, it does. So what do you have to do? Ela apek havara. You're right. Remove havara, because that would be hoel, and therefore it wouldn't be an Isser. And instead, Ba'ayil Atzei Muktzah, saying you took wood over here that was not designated for firewood. It was Muktzah wood, and therefore that's why the fifth lav is over here that you got Malkus for using firewood that was Muktzah. So Abai is astonished at this. He says, Muktzah Daraiso? Is Muktzah an Issa Daraisa? Muktzah is an Issa Darabonin. So Rabbi says, no, it's an Issa Daraisa. Amalei in, it is an Issa Daraisa, Rabbi says. Where do we see this from? To see, because the Pasuk says, in regards to the mon, Vaya b'yom ha-shishi, v'chinu issa shiviu. On Erev Shabbos, you'll prepare everything that you need to do for Shabbos. That's why we have the Lecha Mishnah. We have the double portion on Shabbos. So you have to prepare on the 6th day for the 7th day. On the 6th day, you have to prepare for Shabbos. And therefore, that is the Isser of Muktzah. If you didn't prepare it, it's Muktzah. And how do we know that there's a Lav? You need to have not only the Lav, and you need to have the Azhara. The Azhara of Azhara say, Mihacha. And the Azhara, the warning, is, it says, from the words, Mi lo sasa kol melacha. You're not allowed to do melacha. In other words, if something wasn't prepared, you're not allowed to use it. So that's the Azhara for Muktzah. So therefore, Rabbah says it is an Isser Daraisa. Babai says that that's not acceptable. After all, Rabbah, you personally are the one that says it. That's not correct. You don't hold from Muktzah being Daraisa. Amalei, v'ha'atu the armis. You're the one that said that Muktzah is not Daraisa. And I'll show it to you where you said it from. Because, boy, me name Rav Chisda, because you yourself said that you once asked Rav Chisda, or others hold, Amalei, boy, me name Rav Huna, that you once yourself asked Rav Huna how to interpret the following. the question that you would ask was, hey, vise me'afar, if a person were to bring a sheep for the carbon tumid from the afar is from a place that's far away, and this is an animal, Rashi says, that wasn't expected to come in every night, and therefore it was muktzeh, it was out of your mind, you weren't planning to use this animal, because it wasn't coming home every night, and therefore it was out of your mind, you weren't planning on shechting it. Now, if you brought this seh from the afar, u'shechato tamid b'yontiv, and you went to bring it to shecht it as the carbon tamid on yontiv, so it was a muktzeh animal, and you wanted to use it for the carbon tamid on yontiv, mahu, is that allowed or is that allowed? In other words, is there this concept of muktzeh, or is it not this concept of muktzeh? That's what you asked either Rav Chista or you asked Rav Huna. And whichever one it was, they replied to you, the At Amrislan Allah, and you, Rabbah, told us that either Rav Chista or Rav Huna gave you the following answer. The words Amar Li, that's what Rav Chista or Rav Huna told Rabbah, and now you're telling us that there is a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Memhei Pasuk Tezvav, the Torah Or over here is found on Memchesom and Aleph, but you see this pasuk in Rashi and in the Rabbeinu Chananel, they tell us the whole pasuk, and the pasuk is as follows. It's regarding the korbanos, where it says the seh achas min atzon min hamosayim mimashke yisrael. That's the pasuk, and now we darshan each word in the pasuk. That's what Rav Huna or Rav Chista told Rabbah, and it says the word seh is to teach us v'lo b'chor, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon tumid from an animal that's already kedusha. It already has kadosh as a b'chor, and you're not allowed to bring it achas, meaning v'lo ma'isa. You can't bring an animal that was designated as ma'isa behema to be the carbon tumid. And likewise, you have to take it minatzon. That excludes, atzon means over here, keves echad ben shnoso. It has to be within the first year of life, and it can't be velo hapalgus. Hapalgus is a animal that's in between being a first year animal and a second year animal. This is plag. Palgus means plag. It's part. It's in the 13th month of its life. It's gone beyond being a first year animal, but it hasn't yet reached the status of being an ayil, which is a second-year animal. It's in the 13th month. So therefore, you can't bring the carbon tumid from a palgis. We turn to Memchesem and Aleph, and likewise now, we're leaving, Rashi says, Al-Karchuch an-Nesochim koi. We now have to say, we're now continuing the pasuk talking about Nesochim, because it doesn't make any sense to say that this is talking about a carbon anymore. So now we're talking about the wine libations that are brought with it. You're allowed to bring it, min ha-Mosayim. It says you can bring it from the Mosayim. What does this mean? Mimosar shtei meos shinishtairu b'bar. That when you're dealing here with something that was also like Arla or something that was Kilayim, they're nullified in a 1 to 200 ratio. So if you have 200 against it, you nullify the Isser of Arla or the Isser of Kilayim. So what this pasuk is telling us, that as long as it was nullified in something that was 200 against it, you're allowed to use it. Min ha-masayim, you can take it from something, she-mimosar shtei-meos sinishtairu b'bar. As long as it was 200 against this one of Isser, so then mikan la-arla shebetelem b'masayim. We see from here that the din of Arla is its bottle with 200. Same thing by kilayim. Now, Rashi points out that this isn't actually the source, but this is just, you can see from this pasuk that this din is correct. The source is actually someplace else. Then the pasuk concludes, Mimashke Yisroel, you're allowed to take this from something that is Mashke Yisroel, which means Minamutal Yisroel. It has to be something that a Yid can eat. That you can bring as Nesochim. So it had to be the Orla or the Kilayim that was Batel, so therefore was able to be drunk by a Yid. And so to Aviyah, it has to be something that is able to be drunk by a Yid. Minamutal Yisroel, Mikan Amru, Emivin Nesochim in a Tebel. You can't bring it from stuff that hasn't yet had Trumas and Mises taken from it, because that would be also for even a Kohen to eat Tebel, or to drink Tebel. Now, that's what the pasuk in Yecheskel tells us. Here's the kasha. Rabbah, you're saying that if there's muktzah, so then that is an issa d'oraisa. Yocho lo yovina muktzah. I might have thought that you likewise can't bring from muktzah. Amris, because ma tevel meyuchot she'issa gufo garmlo, if you're telling me the tevel is specifically something that it itself is tevel. It's tevel on Shabbos, it's tevel on Tuesday, it's always tevel until you take off trumas and maisis from it. So it's intrinsically Osir, as opposed to afkol she'issa gufo garmlo, only something that is intrinsically osir, as opposed to yotza muktza she'in issa gufo garmlo. Muktza is intrinsically not something that's osir. It's only osir on Shabbos or Yontif, but on Tuesday it's perfectly good. So therefore, this pasuk is telling me that something that is muktza is allowed to be brought as a carbon. So the answer to the question about this seh that was out in the agam, that was far away, you'd be allowed to go and bring it. El isa davar acher garmlo, because only something else, i.e. that it's muktza, is involved over here, and therefore it's allowed to be brought as a carbon, as the carbon tamid. Now, Here's the question. The Yarmus Issa Muktzah Midaraisa. If you're telling me that this Issa Muktzah is a Din Daraisa, then what difference should it make? Mali Issa Gufo, Mali Issa Daracher. Why does it make a difference if it's intrinsically Usser or an external factor is making it Usser? It's Usser. So therefore, it must be that Muktzah is not an Issa Daraisa. So, furthermore, the Ode, Ha'atu the Yarmus, you yourself are the one that said that also, Chiluk Melachus L'Shabbos Ein Chiluk Melachus L'Yontif. That also, you said that on Shabbos, a person could do all 39 melachas on Shabbos. He knows that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't reach melacha. He can be chayv 39 times. But on Yontif, you say, no, you only chayv one time. So this brisa we wrote down that you're cooking on Yontif, the Gid Anasha, you shouldn't be chayv five times anyway. Should it only chayv one time? So when you use the wood and you cook it simultaneously, so if you were to be, according to your opinion, you only chayv one time. Why would you chayv two times over here for the using the muktzah wood and cooking it on yontif at the same time? So therefore, Rabbah, that can't be the right interpretation, that the fifth isser is that it's an isser of muktzah. So you're right. Gemara says, ela apik havara, take out the burning of the fire. Ba'il atzi asherah. It wasn't muktzah wood, but we're dealing with atzi asherah. It was avodah zarah wood. And that is forbidden, ba'asara mihocha, and the iser to that you're not letting go burn the atzi asherah is from the following, v'l'yidbat b'yodcha me'um v'nacher. And not allowed to have any benefit from it at all. So therefore, the atzi asherah is included here as something that is totally asur, and therefore that's the fifth lav that you're over. Or says that's also not right. Says to Abaye, if you're dealing with asherah wood, so then there's a sixth one that it should have been, that you're not allowed to bring this abomination, this toeva, into your house. So therefore, there should be six malchus, not five. So it can't be talking about atzi asherah. So Mar gives the final teretz, Ela Apik Havar, you're right. Remove Havar, regular Havar, it wasn't Atzei Muktzah, it wasn't Atzei Asherah, but Ayel Atzei Hektish. We're dealing with that you took Atzei Hektish, and the Asor is Mehacha, Vashereim Tisruf Ve'esh, Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Elokeichem. You're not allowed to take this Atzei Hektish and use it. But here there's only one prohibition, and that is the fifth prohibition in this brisa. And Rabbah therefore says, we don't have anything against the principle of Hohel from this brisa, because none of them would have been able to be used with hull, they were all separate isurim. We still have more to discuss about this, but this is a good point to stop. This concludes today's shiur.